You know, at one point in the presidential race, Hillary Clinton had a big lead in the polls, and people were starting to talk about a landslide election. But even while they were talking about a landslide election, no one was talking about our House or our Senate switching back to the Democrats, because the gerrymandered districts have made that pretty much impossible right now. So I think that even if this were a great election for Democrats, you'll still be heading in, even if you win, you'll still be heading in the minority party. How can you be an effective legislator as a member of the minority party, and how do you reach across the aisle to get things done?
Well, you know, that's a fair question to ask, because people are so polarized now. I'm not polarized. I spoke to a Republican who shall remain nameless here, who pointed out to me the strength of the leadership in the party. If you don't do A, you don't get B. Well, I'm 65 years old. I don't care if I get B or not. You know, it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that we work together to solve problems and that we take care of the people of North Carolina. I would have no trouble, even if it irritated people, to reach across the aisles and to do what I said much earlier in this interview, which was, it's our job to represent all the people. I would listen to my constituents, and I would try my best to represent their interests. And where I hear those interests, that's when I would know what was good or bad. And if that required me to shake hands and to work hard to have a good relationship with the opposition party, then it should be a respectful opposition, and we should end up accomplishing things for our state and for our people. That's really a bottom line with me. I like people, and I spend every day. I mean, there's not a day I don't have to deal with people who don't agree with me about something. Mm-hmm. I'm a school principal. You know, they may not like the schedule I put in place, so they may not like this or that.
Yeah.
But I know how to work with people. Mm-hmm. I get along mostly with people all the time. I'm not a name caller, which is a total waste of time and stupid, and I mean beyond belief. It's important for me to know that that Republican over there was elected in his district to serve his people, and I need to respect that. When I lived in a military community overseas, I remember a bunch of soldiers were pretty angry at a four-star general who was on our base. And when he walked by, they saluted. And I said, gosh, I thought you guys didn't like him. He said, well, in the military, we learned something. We learned that you respect the uniform, whether you like who's wearing it or not. Mm-hmm. And the object is to understand where that person came from, how they got to where they are, and to understand what their job is. It's our job to respect one another. I'd say that to kids in school. I would say that to any adult I meet. Respect is everything. And the way we treat each other matters. We can reach across the aisle because we can respect one another and understand that because Chuck Edwards doesn't want to expand Medicaid, that's his opinion, and he feels like he's representing the interests of his district when he has that. That's why we have an election on November 8th. If people agree with him, then they'll vote for him. Mm-hmm. If they don't agree with him, they'll vote for me. And if they vote for me and I win this election, then it's my job to respect whoever gets elected anywhere and say, this was the will of the people, and we need to make sure the will of the people is respected.